Okay, what do you say we move on to the lowest bidder?
This song is based on One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, which is a great, great, great book. And I think with the lyrics, he captured this sense of the story with like all the lines about keeping warm and knowing exactly how many ounces of bread he has left. I'd like the chorus less than the verse. I'd like more verse and less chorus. I also found the song kind of hard to evaluate. It kind of gives an impression of being weird, but I can't really point to anything that seems particularly weird about it. Did you guys have that sense at all?
There's the pickaxe percussion sound that you hear pretty predominantly in the beginning and end that I'm not sure is super musical, and it sounds a little bit weird to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether that's what I've been picking up on or not. I thought the mix was on the loud side, which I'm sure a lot of other people noted as well.
It's hella loud, yeah.
Yeah. But I always like it when people base a song on a good book, so I have to give them thumbs up for that, for sure.
The chorus effect and the vocal effect, they sound a little bit weird, too. They're a little bit, like, I don't know if you've listened to a lot of Ween, but I keep coming back to this, that the vocal effects and the chorus effects he uses sound sort of Ween-esque to me, and I have a lot of feelings about Ween music, because it's often just weird for the sake of being weird, so I don't know if you got that or not.
I despise Ween, so I would not paint him with that brush, definitely.
Okay, this podcast is over. No, I'm kidding.
What do you got, Ryan?
Are you a Ween fan?
Well, one of us is. I haven't actually heard enough to be a Ween fan. While everybody else was listening to Ween, I was mistakenly listening to King Missile or whatever. Oh, and Dead Milkmen, of course. So I don't regret the Dead Milkmen, but King Missile was a one-hit wonder mistake. All right. Anyhow, this song, I like it a lot, but I think there's just so many mixing mastering problems. I mean, like, it's distorting and everything is clipping in the chorus, right? That's not just me.
Yeah. No, I heard that too.
Is clipping the right word for that?
It is an unpleasant distortion, and it could very well be by clipping.
Yeah. I think he turned everything up and doesn't quite know how to do what I also don't know how to do, but you do absolutely know how to do, Chumpy.
Limiting. So.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
The instrumentation is good. The melody is good. The lyrics are fine, but the production issues just ruin this song. You know, I want to hear more from the lowest bidder, but I want them to figure out what's going wrong with the production stuff first. I think there's a lot of stuff already there. I think there's even more potential, but he needs to take care of this superficial stuff that's getting in the way of the sound quality.
Yeah. You guys covered most of the things that were in my notes. I just have a couple points. Like Lycanthrope, I really like some of the oddly specific lyrics about, you know, exactly how many grams of bread he's issued. But I also thought the line, "the cigarette's warmth fills my chest," was a very good line and kind of a good way of saying that. Kind of an interesting turn of phrase.
Yeah, I thought that was very evocative of the book. Have either of you read the book?
No.
It's very good. It's short, so it's no Bleak House. Do you know what it's about?
Yeah, part of it is about his life in the Soviet labor camp in the 50s.
But isn't it also about, like, his last day of life? Or
no.
No, okay, I'm sorry then. Yeah, I read Cancer Ward. Is that by the same author?
I believe so.
Okay, all right, but I didn't read this one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just one day in his life in the gulag, and it's a fairly typical day that starts out maybe a little worse than average and ends up slightly better. But it's both bleak and hopeful at the same time. And I think that in the lyrics, the sense of that has been captured very well in the song, which I find impressive.
Cool.